The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mitachan ben Azmanim with the family. Shalom Avracha. So, we're talking about, probably been talking, an education period. Because vacation period means when the family is home. Sometimes you're home at home, sometimes you're home, you're going somewhere. It's basically a situation which is different than the regular day-to-day situation, which kids are going to school and the parents are going to work or to kollel. Everybody's together. So it's important to prepare oneself in advance that the fact that everyone's together presents a different type of situation and therefore requires a different way of approaching it. Many of the mistakes we make in life is because we don't really prepare ourselves for the new situation and we deal with it in something that is fitting for another situation, but not in the current situation. So, come on, the fact that everybody's together has a plus and has a minus to it, or a pleasant side and sometimes a challenging side. Pleasant that if you have a family, so it's wonderful to be all together. A challenging side is because when everybody's together, so everybody sometimes on top of each other, sometimes different family members want different things. And most important is wanting attention. Are they getting the attention they should be getting? So number one is the position of a parent in a family situation is to be with his family. When we're with our children, it's not just, oh, I have a headache, I have to deal with the kids. It's, wow, Baruch Hashem, I have an opportunity now to be with them, to pay attention to them, to interact with them, take interest in them, take interest in what they have to tell me. Like a wise man once said, when sometimes a kid comes home from school on a box and his father's just coming home from wherever he's working or whatever it is, and the father is a little bit preoccupied with his thoughts, and the son walks up to him and says, Abba, could I tell you something interesting that happened to me in school? What happened to me in school? Complains, whatever. And the father says, I'm sorry, I'm busy now. Come back to me later. So basically, what happened over here? Two things happened here. The son reached out to his father to make an interaction between the two of them, and the father let him down. The father said, not interested in you. I have things more important than you. Which is a very, very unfortunate interaction, and it's basically the father lost a wonderful opportunity. Before we come to be mechanech and give boundaries and everything else, we first have to set up the closeness between the parents and the rest.
Kol HaLashon.
The family, or even between the parents themselves, between one and another. It's something that, unfortunately, as time goes on, becomes more and more obsolete. Everybody's just involved in their things. You can have families of one kid, two kids, and they barely interact. That's the way it is in the secular world, because everyone's preoccupied with their things. But the success of Klal Yisrael is not like that. We're the nation of relationships. All these different, most intrinsic concepts of Yiddishkeit. That I'm there for the other person. I'm with him. If anyone went to Adam Godel, even if you have a half a minute to talk to him, but for that half a minute, he's with you 100%. Because that's what it's all about. The reason why the Gedolim have that easier time, because they're always interacting. Even with nobody's there, they're interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the average person is interacting with himself, and everybody's just either helping him or disturbing him. So anyway, this is something to think about. We have a special period of time when the family is together. And to think, number one, to be so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whatever the size of the family, whether it's a couple or it's with children or whatever it is, that I'm with them. This is a special gift from Hashem, and I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to try to, like I said, detach from all that other stuff I'm doing outside of the family and pay more attention to the different family members. Even though I can't do all of them in one shot, I can do one after the other. But if I make an ASIC out of it, then they'll be getting what is important for them, and I'll be giving what's important for me to give. And in the end, we'll both be happy. But if a person goes into it, no, I just really prefer just to do my things, be by myself. Just have to put up with these people, either calm them down or give them something to play with, or give them money, or just get upset at them. Then there's no chance of success. Whether you're at home or you're going to a trip to the Mount Everest mountain climbing or whatever you want to do, South America, watch the Amazon. But it'll all be the same. That's why it's so funny. I mean, it's sad, but it's funny also. Sometimes people, you can see tourists are going to spend a tremendous amount of money for the trip, and you can just see the way they interact, and they're all just frustrated with one another. So, you know, why go anyway? Stay home and be frustrated. Anyway, that's the point of saying today, that we have to remind ourselves it's a tremendous gift. And if we have a family, whatever the amount of family is, a gift from Hashem, and a goal in this gift is to try to focus on building that relationship, being sensitive to them, being caring to them, and being there for them. And if we do that, then yes, Hashem, the atmosphere will be a pleasant atmosphere. It will be good for everybody, even if it sometimes needs some extra effort. It's not the natural thing we would do. We will do it to a certain degree. I'm just coming to Mechazik at this point. So we'll have a refreshing period of time there.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.